So presumably I saw John Weir and Christabel Palm on some ABC TV program on school. Some ABC TV program. And I must have, I don't know, I must have found out the address, so I toddled over to Balmain because I think back in those days it was sort of common knowledge to have these things called drop-in centres. So I may have dropped in. And now look, I'm not telling, I'm not, I've forgotten whether I'm telling you a real life anecdote or whether it's someone else's anecdote. I think I might have knocked on the front door and John Ware answered the door, let me in, and then walked away. Now, I don't know if that's my memory or whether it's someone else's memory, but it's actually quite typical of John Ware in that I've said he was socially backward and retiring, and he wasn't terribly interested in people, or he wasn't, well, he certainly wasn't interested in me. My memory was him letting me in the front door and then walking up the stairs and leaving me to fend for myself. So presumably I went to a couple of meetings, and certainly I went to the Saturday night parties where there was dancing and the double-sized rooms, and I went, yeah, so I must have gone to a couple of those parties, and I remember some nice people, or many of whom I remember were on the that issue of Can Pink.
With the faces.
Yeah, the faces. There's about 24 faces. I have memories of you know, 80% of those people from those years. Yes, and I think one of those people, one of those faces, took me back to his flat. We made love. I spent the night. So that must have been at one of the parties. I remember at another party there was it was a mixed place. The place was mixed, and I remember some nice a nice lesbian whom I think whose name might have been Charmaine or Germaine or some Frenchified name. Charmaine Mills, and she asked me, "Are you really gay?" So, and then 10 minutes later, after I'd been perving on these beautiful men bopping on the dance floor, she said to me, "Oh, look, that was a stupid question to ask, wasn't it? You're obviously homosexual." Yeah, I presume she was a lesbian, and her brother, whose name is John Mills, I don't know what he was, but anyway. I remember John Hargraves, the actor. He was there. He was standing at the bar. So did you say that was 1972?
It was set up in 71, April 71, so you would have been 18.
Yeah. Well, anyway, John Hargraves, he was, he was known as the top, one of the top Sydney actors at that time.
He doesn't figure in anyone's recollections at all.
Oh, well, he died early. Yeah, well, I think he would have, I see, well, going off on a tangent and making a generalisation, I don't see, I see the A-list gays who live in Darling Point and Rose Bay and Point Piper, and they're the B-list gays. And I think it was very rare of A-list gays to actually get involved with these kind of political organisations. I think that certainly for the first, in all the years I was in these so-called political organisations, there was a great divergence between us and them. Us, the so-called political homosexuals and the so-called capitalist scene queens. So, yeah, John Hargraves would have belonged in the scene cream, and obviously he came to the camping party because, he could pick up nearby young men such as myself.